Hey guys, welcome to Crypto Life 365. We are on day 34 today. And one great thing about cryptocurrency is there's never a dull day. Every single day something crazy happens or something interesting happens that makes for a nice lesson to talk about or just teaches even me sometimes. Today, however, I'd like to go over some security thing that I touched on a couple of days ago, which actually happened recently, and an article came out explaining it. So the article is Zencash is target of 51% attack, loses more than 500,000 in double spend transactions. So I mentioned 51% attacks before, and to go over that, basically what that is if, let me back up a bit. The way cryptocurrencies and blockchains that they're built on work is that each new bunch of transactions, a block, is added to the previous bunch of transactions and signed off by signatures that are created by miners. And a bunch of miners all over the world compete to create these signed blocks of transactions. And if there's ever a situation where two miners actually end up finding a block at the same time, what happens is that some people continue mining on one block, some people continue mining on the other block, because at that point you don't really know which block should be the one that the network accepts. And then after that, whoever finds the next block first ends up making that chain of blocks be the dominant chain. The idea is that the longest chain will have the most difficulty for mining, the hardest proof of work, because whoever finds the longest chain will be the one who spent the most work on it. That is assuming that the actual difficulty factor in the formula is the same for both, and the longest chain should win and take over. And these kind of splits actually happen fairly frequently. They're called forks, just like the Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash fork, except these are not hard forks. They're just forks because it just happens by accident. So they happen fairly frequently. Sometimes they even happen and last for more than one block, but usually by the third block, somebody wins ahead on the chain and takes over, and the longest chain takes over the shorter one, and then everybody just continues mining in a longer chain. So with that out of the way, a 51% attack is where somebody, some miner out there has 51% of all the hashing power. And this miner who has more than 51% of hashing power is now able to create his own fork that will always be longer than the fork that other people are mining. So for example, if the 51% attacker and somebody else finds a block at the same time, they create a fork. At that point, the 51% attacker is 1% faster than the other miner, so there's always going to be 1% chance that he's going to win. And even if he does not win at the next block, he can actually keep mining on his chain, and over the long term, he will get more blocks than the other guy. One of the attacks that's possible when you have 51% of the hash rate is that, as I mentioned prior, you can create blocks that do not have any transactions, or that block ban specific addresses from being able to send, basically censoring them. And because you always will outrun all the other blocks, you always are guaranteed to have the longest chain and control the network in that way. You can also have a double spend attack, which is where you can, let's say you send a couple of hundred thousand dollars to an exchange. Somebody else confirms that block, your transaction in the block, and you're secretly mining a new block at the same time. And then once the transaction is confirmed and you pull out the money, you release the block that you already mined, a longer chain because you have more hashing power, so you've been actually creating a longer chain in secret this whole time. And you reverse that transaction by sending those bitcoins to another address on your own side. Or another third kind of an attack you can do is called, I forgot what it's called. I thought it was replay, but it was something else. It's an attack where you can mine a very, very long chain completely in secret. And while everybody is sending transactions back and forth, thinking everything is great and they're working fine, you have this long chain that you have in the background that might totally invalidate all the other transactions. And then much, much later, you suddenly release this chain on the network. And the network sees that your chain is longer, reorients, and all the transactions that have been happening before are either wiped out or some of them are wiped out. And basically, there's a totally different state on the network of which transactions went through, which did not, and which were valid or not. So you basically create havoc by making it uncertain whether, even if you pad a lot of confirmations, whether your transaction will actually confirm or not. What happened with Zencash is kind of a combination of all of the above, where an attacker had 51% of the mining power. They sent money to an exchange, pulled out about $550,000 worth of cash in exchange for, or Bitcoin rather, or whatever they pulled out. They sold about 550,000 Zencoin for another something valuable while mining 38 whole blocks in secret, and then released those blocks whenever they actually got their money, totally wiping out the transaction that they made before and receiving all their Zen coins back into their own account. So they did a double spend attack and a chain replacing attack. So what this actually underscores is that Bitcoin, when it started out, nobody really knew about it, and it was very, very easy to attack, and it actually managed to survive through a very vulnerable state simply because nobody knew what it was, and it was mostly ignored or even ridiculed. Now, Bitcoin has a whole lot of security, so something like what happened to Zencash is practically impossible. I mean, it is possible, but you would need to spend hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars to actually acquire this mining hardware. You would need to spend massive amounts of energy to be able to do a 51% attack. Because think about it, 51% does not mean that you need to have half of all the mining hardware out there in order to attack it. Because if you have only half of all the mining, you actually have one third, because it's your amount plus the whole 100% on top of that. You need to have as much as the entire world worth of Bitcoin mining hardware, and as much power to power it all as the entire world. So in order to attack Bitcoin, you would literally have to have more, acquire more than all the Bitcoin hardware that exists right now. So it's basically really, really hard. And even if you somehow manage to do that, such a scale, it will be very, very noticeable. So it would probably pretty much be mitigated even before it becomes a problem. But for some of the smaller coins that are coming out, like Zencash, for example, or a couple other coins, people buy them up and they think, oh, it's a new coin, I missed the rise of Bitcoin, but here's a new one, so I'm going to jump in on it and I'm going to make as much money as people did on Bitcoin, because obviously this coin will go up for whatever reason too. But the problem is all these coins have very, very few miners actually mining them. And a lot of them use the exact same algorithms or similar hardware that other systems already use too. So like, for example, Monero and I believe Litecoin and a couple of others, they all use GPU mining. It's different algorithms, but it's the same GPUs. So if you use GPUs to mine those coins and a small coin comes out that's just starting out, somebody with a lot of GPU miners hardware can already have the power to perform such a 51% attack or something similar to any of those new coins. So because of this, pretty much any coin that just started out, and unfortunately any coins that tout ASIC resistance that run on just computers or GPUs, are very, very vulnerable to such an attack. And in the long run, it's very, very difficult for a coin to get through that process where they go from being very vulnerable to attacks to the point where there's so many people mining them that it's not going to be an issue. Ethereum did it. Litecoin did it, because Litecoin and Ethereum were still fairly, it was an early day of blockchain, so nobody really knew about it. Maybe Monero might be okay, but unfortunately most other coins, they are still at a very high risk of this kind of a situation happening. So with regards to his investing, there's lots of reasons not to invest in some of the smaller coins, mainly because there's really no market. No market reason for them, but the risk of this security being really, really bad is a pretty considerable risk. So because of that, it's also another fairly good reason why not a lot of other coins will survive in the long run, because either they will be attacked or they will just kind of fade away because the risk is just too great for most people to swallow. Or they'll be relegated to tiny micro trading that doesn't really gain anything other than people just taking money from each other as they trade on ups and downs. So, yeah. Bitcoin's best option to invest. Look at the amount of security, which you can gauge by how much hashing power is actually being thrown into the coin. Smaller coins, stay away from them because, unless you're willing to lose the money, because there's a pretty good chance that you are going to lose money, because there's just no real reason for any of the small coins to grow, and the risk for them are just enormous, because like with Zencash, you could think that everything is going on just fine and it's trading just fine and you're buying and selling it just fine. And then next thing you know, somebody dumps a chain that they have been mining in secret, and the last couple of days or couple of weeks even of all the transactions are totally wiped out, including all your money. So anyway, trade safe. Stay away from low security. This is much, much different kind of a landscape than just small cap penny stocks, where you have to trust the company. In this case, even if the company created it is trustworthy, the security of it is, the security model of it is just way, way too risky. And stick with Bitcoins. They might not grow as fast, but they'll still be pretty much everything that you might have in the market. Well, anyway, that's it for today. So talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye.